Afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kim. How may I assist you today? Thank you for calling.
I'm trying to find out. What kind is this supposed to be?
I work for a third party. I just work for a third party call center. We had a wide variety of products for people who order products online. I can see if you have an account with us, if you would like.
I have not ordered anything. That's what I'm trying.
May I have your zip code? I can look if you want.
74110.
74110? Is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, your phone is breaking up. So far, nothing under that zip code. If I may have your first and last name, and if you could spell it for me.
It's I-D-A.
And your last name?
P-A-D-I-L-L-O-W. P-A-D-I-L-L-O-W.
Oh, thank you. Nothing under your first or your last name. Okay. Do you, by any chance, have an email address? Excuse me. Wait, hold on. Your phone is breaking up. Hold on one second. Is it the same spelling as your last name, your email address?
Yes.
P-A-D-I-L-L-O-W? Okay.
Yes.
And what else? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
At AT.net.
So it's just your last name at ATT.net?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for that. Do you have another last name that you go by? I'm not trying to be nosy. I'm just trying to see if you have an account with us.
No, I don't have any other last.
You don't? Do you know? Because you gave me your email address, padella@att.net. Do you know someone by the name of Ida Foster? Because that name pulled up with your email address called Ida Foster. F-O-S-T-E-R. Excuse me. That's what I was asking. Yes, ma'am. That's the only reason why I was asking. Because that pulled up with your email address. That's what I was asking. That's weird. Padella@att.net.
Yes.
And the customer name is under is Ida Foster. I-D-A-F-O-S-T-E-R.
For real, I live in Cleveland, Oklahoma.
Let's see, if you could verify that address for me, just to make sure.
My address is 2402 East Cedar Lane.
Did you ever have another address before? Not trying to be nosy, just again to make sure that I have pulled up the correct account. Because the email you gave me, padello@att.net, pulled up under Ida Foster, address 1815 North College Avenue, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74110. And this is under your email address.
No. Well, somebody must have used it.
I can transfer you to our fraud department if you would like, but that's kind of, you know, scary. You know, just for anyone else who has an email address and people can just do this. And this is not you, but this information pulled up with your email address. I can transfer you to our fraud department if you would like so they could take care of it for you. Would you like to do that? Huh?
What's that? What are they going to do?
I'm not sure because I don't work for the fraud department, but they take it very seriously. I'm not sure what they all do, but they take fraud very seriously. They're not going to do anything to your account. I know that much. They'll probably get to the bottom of the fraud, more than likely. I mean, it's up to you. Did you want me to transfer you to our fraud department?
Let me find out on this who you use and my, name and all that.
Okay, so did you want me just to go ahead and cancel? Since this apparently is not you.
Yes.
So they don't come after you and try to bill you again.
Yes, please.
Okay. That's kind of scary, so. Okay. I'm just going to notate it.
About it.
Yeah, because when you gave me your email address, I was like, did you go by another last name? That's why I asked you, because that's just, yeah.
And what company is this? What kind of company?
This is the, this would be Bites Hub, because allow me to explain what they did. They entered into a sweepstakes for a chance to win an iPhone, Dyson vacuum cleaner, iPad, etc. And what it did was automatically enrolled them in a meal plan, which is, give me one second. It's a meal plan, which is an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings. And it's $59.89 a month. That's what that is. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Because like I said, I got a phone, whatever they call it, five, or I work with my husband, just that. And vacuum cleaners, I don't need none.
Yes,
I
ma'am.
I got four of them. I said, couldn't be me. And I said, now I got a tablet.
Yes, ma'am. So it was for a chance to win. It's just like the sweepstakes, but they didn't actually win. It was for a chance to win. And while they did that, it automatically enrolled them in the sweepstakes.
I'm going to have to find out if my sister said, but I ain't messing with my stuff.
All right. Hold on for me one moment. I'm just notating.
Okay.
I have your cancellation number, so they're not going to come after this account and, try to bill you. That's just really, anybody has an email, I never saw that before. It's different last name, different address. Yes, ma'am. Your cancellation number is 920. 488. I'm sorry. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. It is 920-488-553.
Okay.
Yes. 920-488-553. Yes, ma'am. All right. 920-488-553.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So you're all taken care of. I'm really sorry this happened to you. Are you sure you don't want me to transfer you to our fraud department?
No, all okay. I need to see. I want to see first who did this on
yes,
my side.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Because you know, I know I got a niece. She's got, you know, fraud and stuff.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
all right.
Thank you for you're all taken care of, and thank you for calling customer support. And enjoy your day.
All right.
All right.
You too. Thank you
thank
for
you.
The information.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Enjoy your day. Bye bye.